The all-NBA teams were announced, and there was no LA Clipper on the list despite the Clippers finishing fifth in the Western Conference. Should Kawhi Leonard have been all-NBA? Should Paul George have been all-NBA? Who would we take off if they were all-NBA? Going to be talking about that on today's Locked On Clippers.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir, you are locking in with the Clips. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers the first listen of your day. Your team every day. I'm your host, Darren Vaziri. Just finished my 18th season as a Clipper fan. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Dime Dropper Pod, and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, where I go live after every single night of playoff basketball. And Locked On Clippers is free and available on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including YouTube, where I want you to tell me if you think the Clippers should have had either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard be on the all-NBA teams. Now, in this episode, I'm mainly going to be talking about Kawhi Leonard's case to be all-NBA because I don't think Paul George really had a strong case. So in the first segment, going to be talking about why Kawhi should have been all-NBA. In the second one, why he shouldn't have been. And in the final one, going to be going to my conclusion of what I actually think. And then you, in the comment, can let me know what you think. So let's just read out the all-NBA teams first. Now, the way they still work this, it hasn't been done by position just yet. That will be next year. And they also haven't done the game limit thing with 65 game minimum. So as of now, anything kind of goes. So this year, the first team All-NBA was Luka Doncic and SGA in the backcourt. Then in the front court, Joel Embiid was the center. And the forwards were Giannis and Jason Tatum. Safe to say, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard don't deserve it over those guys. Those guys led their teams to top two seeds and were top five in MVP voting. Just amazing for their teams this season. So, first team All-NBA, not in the question. Now, the second team, the guards were Steph Curry and Donovan Mitchell. And then you had Nikola Jokic as the center, obviously. Then the forwards were Jimmy Butler and Jaylen Brown. Now, Jaylen Brown was on the two-seeded Celtics and played a good amount of games this season. Let me just check how many games he played just for confirmation. 67 games. So he missed 15 games. Kawhi Leonard missed 15 more than that. Given that, and Jaylen Brown also averaged more points than him, 26.6, and also averaged more rebounds than him, I would give Jaylen Brown the edge. Now, then there's Jimmy Butler, who in these playoffs is showing that having him second team All-NBA was probably the right decision. But mind you, this guy missed 18 games. He averaged less points than Kawhi Leonard, less rebounds than Kawhi Leonard. The only stat that he had more of was assists. Steals-wise, he averaged 1.8, Kawhi 1.4. And efficiency-wise, he was higher field goal percentage-wise by 3%, but three-point percentage, Kawhi is 41%, Jimmy Butler is 35%. Not to mention that the Clippers were 11-19 without Kawhi Leonard, which means that they were 33-19 with Kawhi Leonard. Let's see what the Heat's record was. Jimmy Butler, 35-29. So Kawhi's record was better. His stats were pretty much identical. You know his defense is good. I can't compare his defense and say it was better than Jimmy Butler's or not because I don't watch the Heat every night like that. But he has a case there. Now, Jimmy did play 64 games, Kawhi Leonard 52. So you'd give him a 12-game edge. I mean, that's pretty significant. So I guess you're not going to argue there. Now, third team, the guards were De'Aaron Fox and Damian Lillard. The center was Domantas Sabonis. And then the forwards were Julius Randle and LeBron James. Now, Julius Randle averaged 25 and 10. He was extremely reliable for the Knicks in terms of health and availability. He only missed 5 games the entire season, shot 46% from the field. He was good. And he had a really good season for the Knicks. Obviously, when both are on the court, there is no comparison that Kawhi Leonard is better than him. But it is hard to overlook a 25-game difference. They finished with the same seed in each conference. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard played better when he was on the floor. But Julius Randle, I'm not a huge fan of his game because it's just not close who the better player is. But I guess since it's a regular season award, Julius Randle does get the love there. But it also shows how much deeper the league is at guard, because Jalen Brunson's probably been the best player for the Knicks this year. But Julius Randle's going to get the edge over guys like Pascal Siakam, who had just as good of a season, if not maybe better than Randle, but his Raptors team wasn't as good. Now, the interesting one is LeBron James, because not only did his team finish worse than the Clippers in the regular season, he only played 3 more games than Kawhi. Now, he did average 6 more points. He did grab 2 more rebounds. And he did average 3 more assists. He shot 50% while Kawhi shot 51. Kawhi shot 41.6% from 3 while he shot 32. So, and defensively, it's not an argument, because I actually watch LeBron James. And in the regular season, he's very lazy defensively. In many games, he just sits on the block and doesn't really move. And that's not to insult him. He's on the older side, but he also has been doing that for a couple years now. In 2020, he was good defensively. But there's been other years where he hasn't been good in the regular season defensively. Then he turns up in the playoffs, which you're seeing right now. But Kawhi Leonard defensively, he just wasn't amazing right away. But he was good and great as the season went on, especially in help. And obviously when guys did go at him one-on-one, he still showed those defensive chops. So to only play 3 less games than LeBron, and mind you, LeBron's team was worse. And here's the fun fact that I think gives Kawhi Leonard the edge for me. The Clippers were, as I said, 11-19 without Kawhi. The Lakers were 13-14 without LeBron. And this season, it was Anthony Davis's presence that felt bigger throughout the season, and we're feeling that in the playoffs right now. So considering the Clippers had a better record, Kawhi Leonard didn't make any team, I think he should have made it over LeBron James. Yes, that is my selection. Kawhi Leonard should have been all NBA over LeBron, third team, because he still was amazing. He shot damn near 50-40-90. His defense is better. He only played in 3 less games. The team was better with him off the floor. The Lakers are better with LeBron not playing than Clippers with Kawhi not playing, and we still got a better seed. So that's my argument for Kawhi Leonard should have been all NBA over LeBron. The stats don't look good, but the eye test, I'd say Kawhi was better in the regular season, at least when he came back. It was a struggle for him. You got to remember those stats, you got to take them with a grain of salt, because in the beginning of the season on a minutes restriction, sure, you can account that into the season, but those games skew his stats, even though his presence is helping the Clippers immensely. But that's my case. Now, coming up, going to make the case against Kawhi Leonard, all NBA, coming up. But before I do that, I got to tell you about eBay Motors. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now, back to talk about why Kawhi Leonard shouldn't have been all NBA. Now, the biggest thing with the Clippers is their season was wildly disappointing. And Kawhi Leonard being out for 30 games certainly is a part of that. Now, there was no other player besides LeBron that realistically, in terms of availability, you could have made an argument for Kawhi over. The only one is LeBron James. But look at LeBron. He's still averaging 6 more points. He's still averaging more rebounds and more assists. His efficiency is really good. Statistically, it's kind of a no-brainer. Kawhi Leonard's team was disappointing. The Lakers, in the end, finished in a solid seed. LeBron James is 38 years old, shouldn't be doing these things, but he is. And Kawhi Leonard, you know, he missed like the whole first quarter of the season, basically, and that hurt the team. So that, and he also played less games than LeBron. I know it's only three games less, but it is three games less. So overall, that would be my case for LeBron James over Kawhi, because everybody else, I mean, yes, I get it. Kawhi Leonard is better than Julius Randle, but Julius Randle playing 25 more games, that needs to account for something. Now, as far as Paul George, I would actually mention him right now. He played one more game than LeBron. Let's see. I think he played 56 games. LeBron played 55. Yes, he did. So Paul George played a game more than LeBron. He did average 5 points less from the field. He did average two less rebounds and two less assists. His efficiency wasn't as good from the field, but it was definitely better from three. Paul shot 37% from three. I think you can make a case for Paul. Small one, but not really. I mean, his defense wasn't as good this year as well. He had his good and bad games, but overall, even at 38, LeBron's more reliable than Paul George. But Paul George, I mean, he still played at an all-star level, but all-NBA is a bit of a stretch. But overall, that would be my argument against Kawhi Leonard being all-NBA, is that LeBron still played more games. His stats are better. I mean, averaging 24, 6-4, that's not too crazy. And the Clippers had a disappointing season, so that's my reasoning. But coming up, I am going to be making my decision whether I think Kawhi Leonard should be all-NBA or not. And same with Paul George. Going to be talking about that coming up. All right. So, my choice. I made the case for Kawhi. I made the case against Kawhi. I guess to start things out, let's just go with Paul George. No shocker, I don't think he should be all-NBA. I don't think he had a better season than LeBron. And I don't think LeBron had a crazy regular season, even though the stats are amazing for a player his age. And I don't think he should have made it over Julius Randle either. Paul George is too inconsistent right now to make all-NBA. It's not even about the stats, but if he was a little bit more available and more consistent, you know, those games where when Kawhi Leonard's out, he needs to be shooting 20-plus shots. Those games where Kawhi Leonard's in, he still needs to be aggressive, catch the ball at the elbow, and not over-dribble, not do too much. And part of the, you know, I think he started playing better with Russell Westbrook, where he was able to catch the ball, you know, coming off screens and just make his life easier, manage his on-ball touches a little bit better, not have to do it so much because we needed him to do it. Now he's back, you know, coming off the ball and working quickly off the catch with Russ feeding him passes right in the pocket. But we didn't get to see that close out. And even if we did, we weren't going to see Paul George make All-NBA. Now the big one, the drum roll, please. I do think Kawhi Leonard honestly should have made it. Because here's the thing. Going into this episode, funny enough, I didn't. But then I was making the, as I was making the case for him, and then looking at LeBron, and then I was thinking about it in the second segment when I was doing it against him. As you noticed, that second segment was pretty short. I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't think of anything legitimately. I think Kawhi Leonard should have been there. Only four games less than LeBron. He played better defense. We had a better record. I mean, again, his stats were pretty skewed. This guy was on a tear in the, you know, from January onwards. Like, he was on a legitimate tear. LeBron had that foot injury. Yes, he was still good, but it wasn't until the trade deadline where they really kicked it into gear, and Anthony Davis is their best player. Kawhi Leonard is our best player. We were not good this season without him. He really kind of gave us optimism with the way that he was playing, that we could make noise in the playoffs. And even though he was really good in the playoffs, it's not a playoff award. It's a regular season award, and I get it. Giving a guy that missed 30 games an All-NBA honor is a little bit of a stretch. But 27 missed games is a lot too, and the Lakers were worse than us. He wasn't even the best player on his own team. I'm sorry. I know that sounds harsh. I'm not a hater. I think Kawhi should have been All-NBA. I really do. But let's think. Who else could have been All-NBA? Pascal Siakam? Nah. I'm not taking him over Kawhi's season. Lauri Markkanen? No. I mean, James Harden's a guard, so you can't use him. I can't even think of anyone else. Oh, Kevin Durant. But see, I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant played even less games than Kawhi. Let's take a look. Yeah, Kevin Durant played 47 games total. So he played five less games than Kawhi. So you don't even, he doesn't have a case at all either. Let's see. No Desmond Baines or anyone like that. Anthony Edwards, I think, goes down as a guard. He would have been a solid choice, honestly. He had an all-NBA level season. But besides that, you look across the board, you could have made the case for Anthony Davis. Actually, let's think about Anthony Davis, because I just said he was the best player in the Lakers, so why not take a look at him? Anthony Davis. Let's see how many games he missed. He played one more game than LeBron, played four more than Kawhi, 26, 12 and a half rebounds and two blocks. Okay, yeah, I should have included Anthony Davis when I was talking about my case against Kawhi. He should have made it over LeBron. Unless Anthony Davis went down as a center in the balloting. That's something I actually don't know. I should have checked that. But if he did, I understand going with Sabonis over him. But if he was a forward, then he absolutely should have gotten the choice over LeBron, in my opinion. Maybe over Kawhi. But I don't want to understate what Kawhi did when he did play. 33-19 is a really solid record. You know? And there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes. You know, Paul George wasn't great. We had the whole point guard situation. Ty Lue didn't have a great season. A lot of things going on. Overall, my determination is that Kawhi Leonard should have made All-NBA, because I can't really think of anyone else that had a better case besides maybe Anthony Davis. I'm not going with DeRozan or Zach LaVine or Pascal Siakam. You know, I'm not going with any of those guys. I'm not going with anybody on Denver. I'm not going with anybody on Memphis. I'm not going with anybody on the Sacramento Kings, the Warriors, the Suns. As I said, I'm not giving it to Kevin Durant. What's crazy is Devin Booker didn't make any All-NBA teams, but he goes down as a guard. So they didn't go with him. Nobody on the Mavericks deserves it more than Kawhi. Nobody on the Lakers. We already went through the Lakers, I guess. And then the other play-in teams were OKC, Minnesota, and yeah, and New Orleans. Ooh, Brandon Ingram. He missed a lot of games, though. Missed more than Kawhi did. So yeah, it's looking like Kawhi Leonard probably should have made All-NBA. But I digress. Hopefully next year he'll play more games, but I don't think he'll make enough, play enough to get the minimum. Those teams are going to look way different next year. Oh my God. LeBron wouldn't have even been able to qualify, and neither would Jimmy Butler have. But anyway, that's it for me today, guys. You let me know what you think. Should Kawhi Leonard and Paul George have made an All-NBA team? Going to be talking about whether I think Ty Lue should be our coach next season in the next episode. But you let me know what you think in the comments. You can subscribe on Locked On Clippers. Please do, and please hit the notification bell. So you know every single time I post a video. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, where I go live after every single night of playoff basketball. The age-old proverb continues, go Clippers.